So this is a very bread and butter question for you, Assimile. Very high yield, okay? Not every question I make has to be overly tricky or gotcha or dramatic. We need to check off the boxes on some high yield points you need to know. Okay, so before we get started, allowing to be an asshole like I usually am, tell you to subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Help grow this channel. Share with one of your friends prepping for USMLE. Help build awareness for this channel. Hit the like button. Hit the bell if you want notifications. Find me on Instagram at Mehlman_medical, MEHLMAN_medical. Link is down below. And find me on Telegram. Recently created a Telegram group and channel. The links are down below. Now let me look at the fucking question here, where we have a 69-year-old dude with a two-week history of central back pain and fatigue. He has a three-month history of nosebleeds. Serum calcium is elevated at 10.4 milligrams per deciliter, normal range 8.4 to 10.2. Creatinine super fucking elevated at 4.6 milligrams per deciliter, normal range 0.7 to 1.2. If you have a creatinine of 2.0, you've already lost about 90% of your nephron function. Blood urea nitrogen super elevated, 70 milligrams per deciliter, normal range is under 20. Now, this is a classic diagnosis for multiple myeloma. This image is showing us plasma cells here, okay? Now, the reason this dude has nosebleeds, and this is a classic finding in USMLE multiple myeloma vignettes, is because he has uremic platelet dysfunction. So in the setting of renal failure, the high blood urea nitrogen can cause a qualitative, not a quantitative, a qualitative dysfunction of your platelets, where we have no change platelet count, up arrow bleeding time. And this can lead to nosebleeds classically. They can also give you low hemoglobin, which can simply be due to iron deficiency anemia from the nosebleeds, or it can be a combination of myeloptistic anemia, where the plasma cells crowd out the bone marrow, or anemia of chronic disease, okay? So we're just gonna look at our peripheral smear here. Obviously, I just said these are plasma cells, and this is showing us clock face chromatin, okay? This is colloquially how it's described in pathology texts. If we try to hallucinate the best we can and say, well, what the fuck does clock face chromatin even mean? You can see these plasma cells are basophilic in appearance, which means purple. And there are lightly basophilic cytoplasm that are more crescent shaped. And then we have the darkly basophilic, more circular nuclei. And within the nuclei, we can attempt to visualize what appears to be circumferential, even more darkly stained areas, which are the chromatin, okay, the clock face chromatin, as it's referred to as. So now let's just look at the answer choices. The question's asking the next best step in diagnosis. Choice A, bone marrow biopsy, wrong fucking answer. This is the definitive diagnostic tool for multiple myeloma. Now, what you need to know is that you are first going to do a serum protein electrophoresis, which is going to show an M protein spike, which is going to be IgG in multiple myeloma, okay? Why it's called an M protein spike when it's not necessarily IgM? No fucking idea, okay? It just is. So in multiple myeloma, almost always an IgG M protein spike. It can sometimes be IgA. Students will get pedantic. I don't want to get too tangential, but it should be noted that in Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, the M protein spike will be IgM, okay? So we're going to see an IgGM protein spike on serum protein electrophoresis. This is the correct answer. This is our next best step in diagnosis. Then we will go on to do a bone marrow biopsy showing greater than 10% plasma cells, which will confirm the diagnosis of multiple myeloma. We have an elevated calcium here because of lytic lesions of bone, okay? So in the setting of renal failure, we classically expect low calcium, but we have high calcium because of lytic lesions, classically pepper pot skull when you do an x-ray of the head. And you can also get lytic lesions just throughout the body, the ribs especially, resulting in pathologic fractures. So we're just going to look at some of the other answer choices, give you some high yield points. Choice B, hemoglobin electrophoresis, wrong fucking answer. This is the answer for thalassemia. Okay, for beta thalassemia, you'll see increased HbA2, which is alpha 2 delta 2, as well as increased HbF. Hemoglobin electrophoresis is the answer for sickle cell. Obviously, you'd see HBS. And choice C, karyotype analysis, would be for CML. Okay, chronic myelogenous leukemia. Obviously, Philadelphia chromosome, 922 translocation, BCR-ABL, resulting in an oncogenic tyrosine kinase. And then we've got thin and thick blood smears, which is for malaria. Okay, so that's the concise clip here. we could make this very extended. I know some of you want shorter clips, some of you want longer clips, but this is your checking off the box for multiple myeloma, clock face chromatin, okay? Plasma cell disorder. And you're going to do a serum protein electrophoresis first, showing you an IgM protein spike, followed by a bone marrow biopsy confirming multiple myeloma, greater than 10% plasma cells on the biopsy. You know the deal. I'm going to continue making more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.